This is Jimmy.
Hey Jimmy, this is Sam. How are you?
Sam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Actually, I just in the office like 2 minutes before. How about you? How was your weekend? Everything's fine?
My weekend was fine. Thank you for asking, sir. I wanted to ask you, what's going on with Mike? Why was the meeting ignored last week you had with him?
I'll be honest with you, sir.
And I'm not pleased to hear all the stuff that's happening with you guys when I paid you guys so much money, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very disappointed.
I do understand that, sir. Actually, you heard...
You do understand that? You understand that you played games with me?
No, I'm not. Let me explain myself, sir. Thank you so much. What happened last time?
What you need to do is call Mike.
Actually, let me explain you first, right? What happened with him with the mic, right? Unfortunately, there is nothing such like that. I spoke with Mike on Wednesday, and he mentioned to me he will let me know on Friday. So I was waiting for call. He mentioned to me he will make a call, or he will let me know, he will share the flow of the site on Friday. So I was waiting for him, but I didn't get anything from him, so I thought like he... preoccupied with something else.
Listen, Sam, he sent me the number that I always call you on, which is this number, and he took a picture of his phone calling your number. I went that extent to make sure he did call you. He showed me the proof. But no one on your side picked up. And that's exactly what happened, sir.
I don't know which number he was calling.
And then me finding out that you guys are copying, pasting stuff for my website when I paid you over... What is it now? Where's the $500 credit, by the way?
By the way, hang on. When I shared the content with Mike, Mike mentioned to me that he doesn't want the content from us, so we need a weapon.
Right, so you were supposed to issue a credit of $535 and still not hitting my account.
No, I mentioned to Mike that we have forwarded the request to the refund department and they will refund you your money, right, within 3 or 4 days. I mentioned already to Mike and Mike agreed on
24
that.
Days?
No, 3 or 4 business days.
Oh, 3 or 4 business
yes.
days. Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
Hasn't it been 3 or 4 business days?
No, it's been today is the third day. I mentioned to Mike on Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, and today is Monday. I will share the receipt with you once it will be done, right? And most probably...
I'm going to go ahead and do a conference call with you and Mike right now.
Sure, no problem with that.
Hold on a second. Can you hear me, Sam?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Okay. I have Mike on the other line. We're all going to discuss today what's going on and have
mm-hmm.
a closure today.
Of course. No
problem. How are you doing?
Everything that we've discussed, everything that Mike's discussed, and I'm not trying to put you in a corner here, but at this point we're just not happy with everything that we've been finding and what's going on your side of the company.
Hey, Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm fine. How are you, Mike? How was your weekend? Everything's fine?
Everything is fine. I've just been a little disappointed in how things have progressed last week. Because I at the beginning of the week last week, and please, I want you to. I'm not trying. I wasn't throwing you, and I'm not throwing you under the bus at all. I want to be clear.
And Mike, let me explain myself, right? What happened on Wednesday, I spoke with you, we had a discussion, brief discussion regarding the project, right? Like, we'd leave whatever I had a discussion with Jesse and Jimmy, and whatever you want to discuss with me and whatever you're the flow of the site, we will follow that, right? And you agreed on that, right, Mike? And you mentioned to me on Wednesday, Mike, like, you will share the flow and you will let me know on Friday. So I was waiting from your hand, like whenever you will be share the flow, then we will discuss on that. The whole Friday, I was just waiting for your response, like a flow that I had discussed with you, like you will share with me on Friday, and the other stuffs as well regarding the site. So as you mentioned on the Wednesday, like you will share the things with me on Friday. So I was waiting for all the things from your hand. That's why I didn't call you, right? And as Jimmy mentioned to me, you were calling me and you already mentioned the things in your email that you were calling to us and we didn't receive that, right? So be honest with you, I don't know which number you were calling on, but on my number, on my business mobile number and the company numbers, I think I didn't get any call on Friday. Might be possible having a technical issue, that's why I didn't get it, but I'll be honest with you, I didn't get any call. If you want me, so I can show you my call history, call logs with you.
Well, Sam, I'm going to be quite honest. I appreciate what you just stated. But again, I am truly disappointed, and the reason is because the beginning of last week, I've had several discussions prior to the beginning of last week on us getting back onto the right page, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. That's why we had a discussion that we just leave whatever we had. I had a discussion with Jesse and Jimmy, and we will complete to follow your instruction and what type of function, whatever things you want on the site, we will follow it and we will go ahead and develop that thing, right? And you agree.
Sam, excuse me. I don't mean to be rude, but I have to interject. Everything that you're saying is fine, but it's not relevant to what I'm just explaining right now. At the beginning of the week, last week, one of the things was one of the discussions, I'm going to be quite honest, and I told you I shoot from the hip, and you told me you appreciate that. Even with Jimmy on the phone right now, I've made it clear with you and with Jimmy prior to last week that we were going to get the website on track. When Jimmy onboarded me and suggested to you that I'm going to handle everything,
mm-hmm.
at that point, the week prior to that, at that point, or maybe the week and a half or two, things were going to change. And I was describing to you about the beginning of last week how everything was going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going with the back and forth thing. Okay, well, look, you know, this is not what we're going to have. This is not what I'm expecting. This is not what I think you're projecting to us. And you said, hey, Mike, let's start all over. And last week I was frustrated. And I said, okay, and I accepted that to you. And I said, okay, let's start over. And that's truly what we needed to do. So as we were doing this, from Monday of last week, we were starting over. The whole week was a start over. Everything that we were doing between you and me, Jimmy and Jesse, had nothing to do with. It
uh-huh.
was just you and I.
Uh-huh.
I've been under the gun with getting this project complete, getting some movement on this project, and I've been lighting the fire underneath your feet with that. I've been very
uh-huh.
progressive with you with this.
Yes.
So all of last week, as we came to the conclusion that we were going to redesign everything on Wednesday, that we were going to stop and start over from Wednesday, I was outlining everything that we needed to have done, completed in the site. I explained to you that the flow chart that you created was not detailed enough for us to have true defined definitions of development, what we're getting. And we were both on the same page. So for Wednesday into Thursday, I was completing this. We were supposed to connect back on Thursday, but I didn't connect with you on Thursday because I was involved. Now, the breakdown in the communication with that, I let that happen, but I picked it right up when I contacted you, because we originally agreed to get each other to make contact with each other. You were going to call me on Friday morning. I'm sitting here, man, Thursday night. I worked Thursday night to make sure everything was complete, just to outline everything. And then I went and did another little outline to present to you. So there's two outlines, something that is defined and something that I'm presenting to you. That didn't even happen on Friday morning. I was so outraged that I fired an email to you about requesting a refund. On Monday, and I'll let you speak, on Monday, let's go back to Monday, as we were going down the path of being frustrated and trying to get things on path, I discussed about the refund about the $500 refund for the content that was supposed to go out last Friday, and it didn't.
Uh-huh.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that it didn't. But then I also discussed about, excuse me, that's rude. I also discussed about us having the possibility of a refund because I was not happy. Building up to Wednesday where you suggested to me that we start over because I'm about to pull the plug. We have not even discussed any of that. I just get this cover of, okay, well, but Jesse and Jimmy, this is what we discussed, and Mike, you were supposed to reach out to me. Look, if I don't do my job, then I'm responsible. And I didn't follow up with you with an email. We weren't going to talk on the phone, but following up with you an email for the Friday. That's my fault. That's what I did not do to create that, spur that call, to make that happen, to make sure that this didn't happen. Just to follow up, hey, look, we're going to talk tomorrow morning. I didn't do that, and I'm paying the price for that by the delay. That's why I sent you out the email for the request for refund. I need to get this project done. I explained this to you. Everything that I'm saying to you, I guess you can attest, is the same thing that I've had the conversation without Jimmy on the phone. I don't pull any punches, and I'm not trying to get Jimmy involved to have him get you to be upset with you. I'm trying to relieve the pressure from him. But by me sending out that email for the request of refund, I didn't even have that conversation prior to Jimmy. We discussed it a couple days prior that this is a possibility, but the main concern was moving this project forward. Now, yeah. I'm not sure why we didn't get in contact. I called your office. I was on hold, and then they said that you were not available, and I hung up. And I took that. I was hoping for that. I'm being honest. I'm not going to lie to you, Sam. I was hoping that you were going to fail.
No, I'm not saying that you are lying. No, it's not like that. And I would not say this, right? I totally agree with that. Might be call, right? But I might be some technical issue. The call didn't pass to us right on Friday, and might be some happened, right? But again, as you just mentioned to me, like, we need to move forward and get this project done. It's the same way. I wanted to get this project done as well and move forward with that, right? And as I mentioned to you on Wednesday, like, I'm a lucky person, right? I can feel that I'm a lucky person to work with you because you have a much knowledge about that. And you know that whenever you are speaking with someone or whenever you are working with some technical guy, so you love to work with them, right? and you can feel a good thing, a good gesture to work with the technical person. The same way as I mentioned to you, I'm like this person to work with you, right? And I really want to get this work done, but I don't know what happened the Friday. And as you mentioned to me, this is my job, so we need to follow that. I totally agree on that. I totally agree. This is my responsibility to follow up with you. But what happened on Friday, I suppose that on Friday I spoke with you, right? And as you mentioned to me, you will share the things with me. So I was supposing that, like, Mike mentioned to me, and Mike very straightforward person, and he's very, you can say a proactive person. So I was thinking, like, Mike would share the something with me, then I need to call him, read out the complete document, then I need
to... But why didn't you? Why didn't you even reach out? Prior to that, you failed to even with the communication. I texted Jimmy. I said, I believe I texted him. I said he failed me.
No, what happened?
Because this is the second time.
The first time
we were supposed to... All right.
What happened? What I suppose that you are a very proactive person. So what I suppose that you will share the thing, and then I need to read out the complete outline of flow, and then I will follow with you, and we will brief discussion on that thing. So I was thinking, you will share on Friday, but and when I didn't receive that, so I thought like might be you are involved something. That's why you haven't sent that.
Why didn't you contact me?
I was supposing that thing you might be involved that. So it was like, actually, I think I don't need to be supposed like that. We need to be follow up. But I was thinking that you are a very proactive, straight person. So why should I disturb you whenever we already spoke about that? You will share the thing. So I was waiting for that eventually. Not like that, that
okay,
I don't
so,
want to communicate with you. The thing is not like that, that I don't want to communicate, or I don't want to move forward with the project, but I really want to move forward the project with you, especially with you. As I mentioned to you, I'm a lucky person to deal with you, right? That's the thing. And I really want to get this project done in a week, right?
Sam, I so appreciate you. I don't mean to be rude, but I want to thank you. I do appreciate your thought. And you know something? Whatever, if it was flawed, Let's do this, Sam.
About the refund of the content, right? Today or might be tomorrow, you will have a receipt of the refund step, right? It's already proceed with that, right? Today might be before the day end, or might be tomorrow morning, you will have a refunded invoice that we already made that refund for the content.
Sam, I don't know what you're referring to, and there's two things I'd like to suggest. Let's go back to one thing, let's discuss about the tracking of our shipments. We discussed about the API, and about making those calls with the API.
Uh-huh.
And I suggested to you, I said, yeah, I can help you with that. I should not be doing that. I offered that out of, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm going to renege myself from those duties. I have so many other things to do than sit and try to source out API code for our site. That's something that you should be doing.
Okay.
Now,
Listen, guys. All I know is Mike should even be doing the outline. He went out of his way to take care of the outline, because when we looked at the outline, we noticed that you guys are copying, pasting from other sites, which I was curious about. Then I saw that you guys are doing plagiarism by putting information exactly to word for word what another company does, and you're going to put that on my site. That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable to me. And I would have never caught on if Mike wasn't involved. And that's what really bothers me, Sam.
One of the other things that has troubled us, Sam, is you, as I just interrupted you before, you were offering a solution. But I've been flipping it back to us where, Sam, we're the ones that are providing you the solution because you're failing us. By you saying, hey, look, you know about this content, you know that I'm rewriting the content. we shouldn't even be having a discussion about the content right now. What I would like to do right now, moving forward, if we're going to continue working with you, is we're going to keep on the same path that we started on Wednesday, that was failed on Friday. There's no need for all this other stuff to be involved. We need to pick up where things left off to keep moving forward. And if we cannot do this next go-around again, we are looking for a full refund. I am not going to sit and play games and back and forth with you and try to do something that'll try to save this project if we can't get going now. I'm going to be 100% with you, Sam, right now. Discussing moving forward, we are picking up where we left off on Friday, and I'm going to develop more patience with you. If I cannot present this stuff that I took my time to present to you and us to review it for us moving forward, we're not going to move forward. Would you agree for that, Sam?
I agree with that. Whatever we have left on Friday and we fill on, on Wednesday, on fill on Friday, so we'll start from the Wednesday. That would be good, and get this website done.
What I would like to do is, what I'm going to do today, I'm going to put together an outline on the procedures of what we're going to do.
Sure.
And I'm going to present that to you in a couple hours, in an hour or two, and for moving forward. So we have a guideline, and what we can do is we can merge that into our, into the teamwork for our milestones. That has been a concern that I had been expressing to you. I would like to do that. That would get me off your back, Sam. I'm going to be honest. If we could work in that direction, that would get me off your back. And I'm tired of being on your back. I'm going to be honest. I talk as it is. Now, I would like to move forward. Same thing with Jimmy. Like, he wants this project to move forward because it's costing us money by it not being moved forward. So every day that it's not progressed forward is another day that we're losing. And we're tired of losing in this situation. So do you think that we can accomplish this?
Yes, definitely we can go ahead and then complete this project, right? To complete this project as per your instruction and flow. So let's start from the thing what we had discussed on Wednesday. So start from there and get this done as soon as we can.
What about the milestones? That's what I'm focusing on. I the project is secondary. I want to focus on the milestones, about this outline, that this collaboration of what we're moving forward with. Like, that's what I'm focused on. We have the milestone aspects that are inside, the metrics that are inside the teamwork. Do you use those? Maybe that's the question. Is that something that is active or are you using? If not, then we'll just skip that and we'll develop our milestones together, because you have failed in the deliverables for us. I'm sorry. And we have to get, that's the main focus of getting back on track. Would that be something you'd agree to?
The outline that we have shared with you, or you're talking about the new thing, new outline we need to be created for you?
You know what? Forget the milestones and teamwork. Forget that.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do. By the end of business today, I'll be calling you back. What time do you leave the office today?
Today is 10:15 a.m., right? I will be left at 5 p.m.
I will be calling you at 4:30 sharp. Exactly,
okay.
4:30 I'm going to be calling you today, okay?
Okay.
Will you think you'd be a, do you have a meeting? Would you be available at 4:30 today?
Yes, I will.
Perfect. So this is what we'll do. I will call you at 4:30 today, and I will send you an email of an outline. I will also send a copy to Jimmy's email. I'll post it right on. I'll respond back to you in the in Teams, and then I will follow up with you with a phone call at 4:30, and then you'll have enough time to Actually, I'll send it before 4:30 to you so you have enough time to review it, so at 4:30 we can review it, so it's not just fresh when I'm talking to you on the phone. Would that be something that you'd like to do today? Because I would love to do that to move forward.
Yes, definitely. At 4:30 is a good time. If you are available at 4, that's fine. At 4:30, no problem. I will go ahead to it.
That sounds great. So, I Jimmy, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No. I'm going to leave it at that. I already said what I had to say, and I just need this completed. At this point, it's taken too long, and it's costing me money every day that it's not up. And I just want this finalized. I want calibration going on. I want communication to be smooth. And quite frankly, you know, I feel like Mike is doing almost all the job to help you complete our website, which makes no sense to me. I paid you guys substantial amount of money for you guys to have this outlined, what your challenges are, what you're doing to make this site come up. And I have my own employee doing it for the company we hire to do. That just, to me, just doesn't sound right. And quite frankly, if this project is not done in 2 weeks, I will ask for a full refund and go with another company. Bottom line. I'm wasting time paying Mike to do this when this should be done by your company, Sam. So it's costing me even more money. So I want everything done. Follow Mike's instructions. And then if in 2 weeks we don't see any update from you, you guys will be fired. I even told you weeks ago on email when we had a discussion, Sam, to fix our logo to make the airplane look bigger and do other things. Haven't even seen that update. Now we're also going to be changing the logo because the logo you have is not even quite as even close to the one we sent you. So a lot of things are not going right with your company. And if I didn't have Mike on my right hand, who knows what would have happened. So at this point, I'm beyond frustrated, but we're going to give you another chance to show your good faith and complete what needs to be completed for this project to be finalized, sir. That's where we stand at this point.
Sure, I will go ahead and get this set as soon as we can.
So I will let you guys be. Mike, do what you got to do today. I'll look out for the email, and I'm hoping that Sam will be available because I heard the conversation, and I hope you guys calibrate together and get things going.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thank you, Sam.